Welcome to the Resilient Living Podcast. I am your host, Terilyn Minifield, excited about another opportunity to talk about all things resilience. How is it going out there? We are in the middle of September, very hot still here in Arizona. How are you guys doing? You know, as we begin all of the changes in the season, there's so many things that we get to look forward to. Me, myself, I love the holidays. It means more family time. It means downtime. We will be able to surrender from the heat and move into a different season here in Arizona. But with those changes, I realize and know that there are some people out there that are feeling disconnected. And that is what we're going to talk about today. Now, feeling disconnected can be so many different things depending on what your definition of being disconnected is. My definition is that you have actually lost your zest, your excitement, your zeal, your energy, and the focus that you need to achieve your goals. You are disconnected from all of those reasons why you do what you do. Now, if you're wondering, how do I know that I'm disconnected? Well, you know based on how you're acting. If you are frustrated and irritated, if you are exhausted, if your focus is so very hard to have, your concentration is off. You may absolutely be disconnected, and basically, you just need to get refreshed. Now, there have been many times in my life that I've been disconnected, and those disconnections actually, you know, had me going through the motions of life, really frustrated at where I was and not able to attach a vision to where I was going. You know, we talk a lot here on the podcast about, you know, commitment and discipline and really being able to dream your dream. But unlike some people out there, there are times when it is hard for me to connect with the dream that I have in my heart, because my mind, my emotions, and actually my just physical strength does not match what the connection needs to be to keep me going on. You know, it's normal to experience disconnection. But the thing that isn't normal is for you to stay disconnected. You have got to do whatever it takes to get back to the why you're doing what you're doing. You know, often we have people give us the recommendation of writing our goals down. And you write them down for so many reasons. Number one reason is you write them down so you can make it plain what it is that you're trying to achieve. Another reason you write them down is to record what you said you were going to do and the process to get there. And finally, one of the main reasons that you need to write it down is to remind yourself of the why you're doing what you're doing. You know, we can't get so caught up in the routine of going through the motions and put those dreams aside and not open up the book or reread what it was that we wrote to help us refocus or refresh, to get that energy back, that pep in our step, so that we can continue to go after what our dreams are. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, no one is responsible for your dreams but you. There's always going to be situations, there's always going to be circumstances, and there'll always be an opportunity for you to give up for everything that you have in your heart. Those are just the facts of how things are. But for those who take out their goals and refresh their thinking and rethink the process of what they're doing and tap into the why they're doing what they're doing, Those are the people that will reconnect when they've been disconnected. You know, sometimes it's just really, really simple. Some of the things that we need actual physical rest. That you are so tired because you've been burning the candle at both ends. That the daily routine of you not only trying to take care of yourself, but being responsible for others actually strains and frustrates you to the point where you're just trying to make it through the day. That's normal. But we do need to rest. So I'll say it this way. If you are not putting the oxygen mask on yourself first and then putting the oxygen mask on those that you care about, the instructions that they give you when you're on a plane, then you don't have the oxygen to continue to go forward and everybody else around you will perish. Now that's pretty dramatic. I get it. But I think you get the point of what I'm saying. Rest is crucial. You know, getting the number of hours that you need to sleep and eating nutritious foods, foods that give you life rather than drain your organs, your energy, and all of that. Rest is so important. And a lot of times we don't take the time to know what gives us rest. For instance, for me, I love to go shopping. It doesn't have to be shopping at any particular store or the mall. I just love shopping. I can go grocery shopping and be fulfilled. It's the time when I can disconnect from the regular routine and find myself concentrating on something that I enjoy. That's what rest should be for you. There's so many different ways to rest. Some friends that I have, they like to read. I have one friend, she loves to take cruises. That's where she finds her rest. And some people work out. That is where they find their rest, where they get revived and new energy to be able to go back to the routine with some vigor. You gotta know what gives you rest and rest often. Another thing that you have to do to get reconnected is to refocus where you are. I would love to say that there's just a straight path to your goals, to your dreams, to the visions that you have in your heart. Oftentimes, they're different segues or different trails that we take, and it's not always a direct path for us to just do A, B, and C. Sometimes we're dealing with the MNOP of a situation. And so in those times that you are off the path that you know you need to be on, you need to refocus. And refocus often doesn't take long, but it is a process that you have to embrace, that you know and understand, to take a step back and look at how things are going, what your process really is, how you can take the time to get clear vision as to go after what those dreams are. Then after you refocus, number one thing I like to do is recharge. Now, recharge is different from rest because rest is something where you're allowing yourself to disconnect from the routine. But recharge means you actually are getting invigorated by the activity that you're doing. Maybe there's a list on your goals, list on your dreams that you haven't done. You can recharge your focus by doing some of those activities that work towards the dreams that you have in your heart. Putting some time on the calendar just for you. You know, in this world where everyone is trying to take from you, you have to give to yourself. And energize yourself so that you can stay connected, especially when you're feeling disconnected. You know, we could all continue to go through the motions. And sometimes there's periods of time in your life when the focus isn't about your dreams and your goals. You know, they can be hidden in your heart or written down. But because you're responsible for the people who are around you or a situation, you have to put that time and energy to focus on that situation and make that a priority. I think we all go through different seasons of that. You know, being a parent, I can definitely tell you there have been many times that I put my dreams over to the side in order to focus on what I was doing for my family. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. But again, there is something wrong if you allow yourself to stay disconnected from your dreams, from your vision, and staying in that disconnected place where you're not really connected to anything. It doesn't serve anyone that's around you because you just continue to go through the motions. So you're saying, Terilyn, that all sounds good. That sounds great. You know, I've been feeling a certain way, or maybe I haven't been feeling any way at all, and I'm very focused on what it is that I'm doing. Awesome. I applaud you. I don't have that same stamina to always be focused. What I do have is I have a deep commitment of what I value and the dreams that I have that I believe will actually come true for me. And that's what it takes. It takes your commitment to what you want to do because you're doing it for you, not for your parents, not for your children, not for anyone else but you. The God-given talent that God gave you to strive to do more in this world because you're focused and connected to the dreams that you have in your heart. This episode may just be a wake-up or a reminder to you to pull out those books and to dream bigger dreams. You know, I heard Oprah Winfrey talk to someone one time, and they were saying that their dream in life was to meet her. And her response to them was, well, now you need to dream a bigger dream. We should always be reconnecting with our dreams and accomplish them and have something bigger that we can accomplish on our own. We have to have that in our life in order for us to continue to grow, to self-actualize beyond what we can even think or imagine. It becomes available for us. You know, I tell you, with everything going on around you, with people not really understanding who they are and their identity, with the challenges and the confusion that's going on, with, you know, the relationships that people are choosing, or the different situation and circumstances with finances and interest rates, and a lot of the dreams that people are having to put to the side because the economy is not what it should be in order for us all to prosper. And then there's so much social unrest. So many different people are against one another, and they can't even identify the real enemy of the situation, but they continue to excuse their behavior based on how they feel rather than what they know. There's so much calamity that's going on around us that if we don't take the time to make sure that we stay connected to who we are, what we believe, and what we dream, then that feeling disconnected has us stuck in a place where we will take the opinions of everyone else around us and use that to color what we believe and how we are, instead of really reaching out and connecting with what's possible with everything that you have inside of you. Now, I know some of you are going to say, wow, this is a lofty episode. This is like Disney and When You Wish Upon a Star. Well, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but don't stay feeling disconnected. There has to be a time when you do dream, and not just when you're a child. You know, one of the tragedies in this life is that when children are little, they believe they can, just because we create a world for them, that they can use their imagination. And they're in their imagination, there are things that are always possible. And unfortunately, as children continue to grow up, other adults or situations begin to teach them that their dreams are something that's far away rather than something that's a reality that they can actually live and work towards. Don't be that child that gives up. Don't be that adult that gives up. We have all had situations and circumstances that we could not control. It's true. There are different things that have happened in my life that if I could, I would have changed them. But me focusing on those things does nothing for the dreams that I have in my heart to have come to pass. Now, there's one thing that's going to be different about me, maybe, that you, maybe I'll just say something about me is always going to be different. Because I believe that it's possible to have your dreams come true. I will always err on the side of being optimistic and faithful and positive because of everything that I know that I have inside of me and all that's available to me. And if that's not your focus, let this episode be the reminder for you to get that focus. Because if you don't have something to work towards, then you have no opportunity other than going through the ups and downs of feeling disconnected with where you are rather than going forward to what's available for you. I just thought we needed to talk about staying connected and the feeling of being disconnected that doesn't give you any future, happiness, or joy. And I'm all about the joy. Thanks for listening. If this reminder has been something that made you think, there is someone else out there that needs to hear this episode. It may be simple, but it's so important. And if we learn to take everything that we've gone through and apply the wisdom in order for us to have better lives, we will never stop dreaming. We will never stop believing. Stay connected. Don't just continue to go through the motions. Remember to rest, refocus, and recharge. And allow your normal to be bigger and brighter than ever before. I appreciate you listening. We'll see you soon.